This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, who's alongside Jim Colony. And we're all alongside the Ron Man. Producer Maddie's back in the studio because we're at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Lovely.
Jim, I need a round of applause for you to start Monday morning going. I mean, this is for effect, but it's also, it's deserved. And it's for, obviously we're at Seven Springs, but something else just happened. Jim, I need this. You ready?
What's that?
Big announcement.
Woo!
I just saw on Facebook. Big applause for our friend Vince DeAugustine.
Vince DeAugustine?
Do you want to know why?
He can hit it about 300.
He can. Vince DeAugustine's Facebook page. I'm in love for the rest of my life. Baby Gia Nicole DeAugustine was born today at 4:01 a.m.
Wow.
Weighing 6 pounds, 12 ounces. I can't thank everyone enough for your love and support during this pregnancy. Chelsea, you're a warrior. That's his wife.
Yeah.
Absolute warrior. So Vince DeAugustine, our
friend. Congratulations.
Yeah, our friend
Vince.
Getting
Chelsea.
Getting Monday.
The entire DeAugustine family.
Getting Monday started off right.
Yes.
That away. He's quick on the social media if it's 4:01 a.m.
You got to say your priorities.
Yeah. Well,
mom and daughter are resting comfortably.
Yeah.
So Vince has nothing to do right now.
Right.
True. It really doesn't.
Good stuff, though, to get started. First thing I clicked on Monday morning, I opened up Facebook, and bang, it was Vince DeAugustine pictures of his new child. So good on him.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
One way to get the week going.
Pretty big. Not huge, but 6 pounds big enough.
Everything is not huge.
No. Seven Springs Mountain Resort, we are here, so that's happening. Also, another, I don't know if this is round of applause worthy, but it will be as the summer gets moving.
Oh,
that's
for sure. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. This is big. Summertime's here. It means living's easy, but it means something else. Porch tour. Registration's open. I think in like 15 minutes, starting at 6 a.m. Registration is open. 937thefan.com. Fan Morning Show, porch tour, food, drinks, friends. We bring it all to your house. June 28th, July 26th, August 16th, brought to you by Gutter Helmet, Old Smoky, and Iron City. We're going to come out to your house. You register. You register once and say you don't win the June date. You're still good for July 26th. Go to our website, 937thefan.com, and register starting today for the porch tour. We'll be there in just over a month. In like 48 days, we'll be at the first porch tour.
This is big.
And
this
it's not big. In the morning. It's a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Flip-flop the schedules.
Flop the shows.
This is
a big deal.
Yes, and it's a blatant ripoff of Stan and Guy's Sports Beat, Jim.
Well,
remember
when
we first discussed it before?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
That's what we do in this business. We steal other people's ideas.
Yes.
Somewhere in radio, there are people that actually were the first people to think of different promotions.
They're all dead.
Somebody had to have done it at some point, but then the rest of us just kind of steal other
just
people's ideas.
Just keep stealing stuff from people and recycling it over and over
because
again.
Because there was nothing better than when we were teenagers or whatever, and Sports Beat was going strong, and they would have that summer porch tour, and you'd see like 500 yinzers crammed up on some guy's little deck that had metal roofing, and it was all small, and the whole neighborhood would come out.
And you'd be like, pool.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe they're all in Glassport, and the whole neighborhood is there. And these guys are wearing tank tops. And Guy told me that there was a marriage proposal at one of those, or a wedding ceremony, one of the two. Guy was telling me about this in the press box last year. He said it was the most fun he's ever had in broadcasting, pretty much.
They were enormous events back in the day.
They turned into pretty big events last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to be a part of it this summer. I can't wait.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, you didn't experience
it. No, I didn't.
It's something else. We can't wait. We can't wait for that to happen. So there's that. And also, a guy caught a crocodile. There was a crocodile in Southside this weekend.
What?
Did you see that?
I did not.
You guys did not see this story?
No.
No.
All right, so this family's fishing, right? And they're kind of minding their business. You didn't see this story.
No.
Just type in alligator yeah. and Pittsburgh.
Well, wait a minute. You said crocodile or
either
alligator?
One. Aren't they the same? I don't know. One has a rounded nose, right? Alligator in Pittsburgh. So that changes the story, right, that it's a crocodile.
Alligator captured in Pittsburgh Park.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Oh, actually, you know what I did see?
So this family was fishing, right? They're fishing down on the south side, and they're minding their business, a south side riverfront park or whatever. And all they hear this rustling. They look over, and there's an alligator. But it's not just a little alligator. It's like a 4-foot alligator or something.
Really?
Yeah. And so, but
look at that thing.
It's enormous. And so the humane officers went to come. It wasn't 4 feet. I don't know. It was a couple of feet.
Yeah.
So the humane officers go to come, but they're laid back and they're delayed because there was a goat loose on Palm Boulevard. I swear to God.
What the hell is going on?
I swear to God. I was reading the story. There was a goat loose on Palm. The greatest graph in Pittsburgh journalism history was written by Channel 11 this weekend. I'm going to find it for you right here. Okay, ready? Animal control officers were prepared to take the alligator to the Humane Animal Rescue in the East End, but they received a report of a goat on Palm Boulevard. Officers responded and found out it was someone visiting Pittsburgh who brought their pet pygmy goat from Forest Hills. So they had to go collect that pygmy goat that got loose.
Forest Hills.
Yeah, as if Forest Hills is
like they were on vacation.
York.
Yeah, I was going to say, Forest Hills is like,
right.
I thought you were going to say like Oregon.
Or... Right. So they found that. That was written on Channel 11 that I saw. But yeah, so they got the alligator. That'd be one thing. You're like, what is that crawling over there?
What's more alarming?
Uh-huh.
You're on the south side, going fishing or whatever you're doing down by the river.
Right.
And you see this alligator come crawling out at you. Or you're driving down Palm Boulevard and you see a pygmy goat in the middle of the road.
The alligator. Because pygmy goats they're not necessarily indigenous to here, but people have goats around here.
But I expect wildlife by the river.
But that's more
even if it's even if it's something not indigenous to Western Pennsylvania, I expect wildlife. If I'm driving down Palm Boulevard, the last thing I expect is a farm animal in the middle of the road.
Well, but see, to me, the goat would be startling. In other words, it'd be like, oh, there's a goat. And then, holy crap, it's an alligator. To me, that's a different. I don't care how big the alligator is; it's got like those jaws, that can do damage.
Now it's a matter of time before one of those kind of like busker kind of looking dirty guys on the south side grabs the alligator and plays guitar and has it sitting next to him and has a sign like "Need food for my pet alligator." And he's standing there on Carson Street with his pet alligator next to him.
I might actually give that guy some money.
Give him a couple bucks.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You notice those guys on Southside, they always have a dog. Every one of them has a dog. All those buskers.
Play up that sympathy
card. Yes. So I'm waiting. Alligators and pygmy goats. What if the alligator was looking for the pygmy goat and it was all just one caper? Well, it's a possibility. If the alligator would have ran into the pygmy goat, would an alligator eat a goat?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah.
I guess.
So the alligator, of course, what the story is that it got, like, too big for somebody, and then they just let it go.
Yeah. Right.
Like it was somebody's
pet.
That
has to be it, right?
You throw it in the river.
Is there a log of all these? Like, do you have to register? So I need to register if I buy allergy medicine, I got to fill out all these forms,
yes.
And I can't buy more allergy medicine within 14 days. But you can buy a flipping alligator, and they can't trace it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That sounds about right.
It's probably a black market for alligators.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same thing happens with snakes, right?
Oh.
People think it's a great idea to have a snake, and then it gets too big, and they just say, see ya.
Does the same thing happen with goats?
No,
maybe.
Not pygmy goats.
No, because they don't get any bigger because
they're
pygmy goats. How big does a pygmy goat get?
Not as big as a regular goat because it's a pygmy goat.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? The goat up here.
Do you think pygmies are offended by the term pygmy goat?
Yes. You have to say little goats.
Right.
Small goats.
I believe Elsa the goat here is a pygmy goat.
Do pygmy goats have, like, dwarfism, or are they meant to be that way?
Bred to be that way.
I don't know. With what?
What if you had a midget football team and had a pygmy goat? Would everybody be offended as your mascot?
Yes.
No, it'd be like the U.S. military cat.
Does anybody still call it midget football, or is it peewee football?
Oh, no, actually, no, Navy has the goat.
Jim doesn't care.
No.
Navy does have the goat.
Okay.
Is it a goat or a ram?
No, it's a real goat.
Yeah.
It's a goat, right?
Yeah, the Army would steal the goat, right?
Yes.
In those old movies they had back in the 40s. But I don't know. But, no, Elsa is a pygmy goat. She's pretty big now.
Does she have dwarfism was the question.
I don't know.
Is she like midget football?
Well, like the guy,
like the Homestead little twerps,
like yeah. Peter Dinklage, the guy in Game of Thrones, and
yeah, where's our little twerps? They're, oh, I, you know what? I saw. On,
you did.
It's funny you say that.
Did I say Homestead? Homewood.
Homewood. Our Homewood little twerps. They were playing 7-on-7.
Yeah.
And they were just doing this team. I mean, they were just getting in them. And
did they ride it on their motorcycle?
No, but the celebrations are even more off the chain whenever there's no pads. You know, like there's no face masks or whatever. They just wear.
Oh, do they wear those like little?
No, nothing. They no, don't even wear those little
soft rugby helmets or anything.
They wear mouthpieces. But dudes were doing touchdown dances and stuff. It was on.
I love those.
We
kids.
Are. We're doing a broadcast.
We need to.
From the Homewood Twerps. But they play on the weekends. That's yeah. The only bad part. We need them to have like a Thursday night game.
Everybody. Everybody else has Thursday night games. Why can't they?
For midget football. What if we took Elsa?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to her.
What if that was Elsa?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Do you think Elsa's okay?
I think she's fine. I haven't seen her. Well, I didn't go up there.
What if Elsa encountered an alligator at a homeboy game?
The alligator would turn and run.
You think so?
Yeah.
Elsa's
tough stuff? Yeah, Elsa's pretty fierce.
If Elsa died and they just replaced it with another pygmy goat, would you know the difference?
Yeah, initially.
How?
Would you?
Because
Elsa,
would you
no,
really?
Elsa's huge.
Okay.
No, she needs to. I mean, the last I saw Elsa, she really needed to drop a few.
Uh-huh. Jim.
I mean, you know, look who's talking here. But still. no, she's almost dangerously overweight. I'm a little concerned about
especially
it.
Especially for a pygmy?
Well, no, just dwarfism. For a goat, for a little goat,
for a little goat.
What does little goats yield? Do they yield milk or like? Is there anything you get from them? That's,
I don't know. She likes Utz potato chips.
No, not what they take in. What
oh,
they give out?
Right.
Of.
I don't know.
Where is this going?
This is so great. You want to just do this today?
Talk about,
who cares
about
goats.
Pirates?
Hey, yeah, Pirates are third place. There's your sports
Pirates
update.
Are playing.
Well, you guys don't talk about.
Josh Bell's still hitting home runs. There you go.
They're only talking about the Pirates.
A guy
when
named
they
Montana started a game the other night.
They're
there
only
you
talking
go.
About the Pirates when they stink. Steelers. There's your Steeler update. Nobody cares about the Penguins. this is unreal. How come you guys don't talk about Pitt? Did you see Title Man this weekend, Jim?
I did not.
How'd that go?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that Groat up. I saw pictures all over social media of you, Groat, Capel.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to get a photo op. All of a sudden, it presented itself. My team members, we had Adam, Scotty, Justin, and then this guy,
you played
Jake.
With Adam Scott and Justin
I
Thomas.
Wish, no, Scotty was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Not quite that good. But then there was Jake, who left halfway through because he had to go to an
State
engagement
Farm
no,
thing.
An engagement party.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did they like our show, and did you talk to Coach Capel about us?
Yes
no
and no.
And no. Oh, okay. Mm, okay. But they did like our show?
Yeah.
I'll take
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they were actually there. Apparently excited when they found out that I was with in their group.
Oh, yeah.
And
everybody gets excited when Jim's in their group.
A lot. No, I mean, there's like a lot of like real pit guys and real
yeah.
athletes.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you get me.
Right.
No, it was fun. Nice to see Dick Rode and then Jeff was there.
Did you happy
as well.
Did you happen to see the
Billy
happiest
Hilly.
Man in the universe, Penny Samaya?
I did not.
Who is the happiest man in the universe?
Really?
He oh, is. My God.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen him angry or upset
no,
about
he's
anything.
He's the happiest
maybe,
man
really,
in the universe.
Maybe never. He saw that goat. Maybe he would have been happy to see the goat.
He is the happiest
alligator.
Guy in the universe.
You know what? I did not see him.
Okay.
He might have been there. There are a lot of people there.
Did you see the new Pitt baseball? Or no, they're in Georgia Tech. They were playing.
Saw the old Pitt baseball coach.
Joe Giordano was
Joe
there.
Joe was there, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You
yeah.
said hello to him?
I did. I got a photo with him. He said he was going to put it on Twitter, but I never saw it.
Yeah, they all say that.
I know.
Anyway, Alex Moser, he joins us at 8. We can't wait. What's even his title? I don't know. He's the
he's
czar
director
of
director of
did you
marketing.
See his commercial?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Did you see his commercial
uh-huh.
With his youth baseball team when Nick Kingham and Elias Diaz deliver ice cream?
Who do they play for? Indiana okay. Township or Fox Chapel or O'Hara? Who's his team?
I thought it was a Squirrel Hill. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not. You know what? I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but I know Alex is the coach. He had on the shirt and the hat and everything. And
he's
he goes,
the coach.
Ice cream. He has like the big line in the commercial. And I saw he sent it to us.
Right.
And then I saw it actually. I think it was during maybe post game yesterday
uh-huh.
on AT&T Sports.
So
there it
good.
Was.
All right, so he joins us to tell us, because we're at Seven Springs, and it's not just, I know their logo is like a ski slope, right?
Yes.
But it's not just about the winter at Seven Springs. There's so much to do in the summer. Jim played golf yesterday.
I can see the Alpine slide surprise. From here.
Yeah, lots of things to do. We'll tell you all about it. We do tell you about the Pirates, though, because they're rolling. Who would have thought after that first game, 17-4 loss, that they'd do what they do on the road trip? We get into that to start. We have the five. We have our Twitter poll. Lots of things to talk about in a real interesting Sports Illustrated piece out this morning about baseball. And how is it going to succeed? How is it going to continue to succeed going down a road like this? It appears in today's Sports Illustrated. We talk about that. That's all straight ahead. We're live at Seven Springs. This is the Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.